The Kaiser Family Foundation has tracked health premiums for over a decade. During that time, health costs have routinely gone up by a greater percentage than wages. What's different this year is who ends up paying most of the increased premiums, says Kaiser's CEO, Drew Altman.
The thing that I think was most striking or surprising this year, the big jump that we saw in what workers pay for their family premiums, with no change in what employers pay.
Insurance premiums for family health coverage increased an average of 14%, while there was no increase for companies. The survey also found that businesses generally aren't comparison shopping based on quality. Megan McHugh from Health Research and Educational Trust says only 6% of respondents said performance mattered when choosing an insurer.
We're finding that employers are not holding health plans accountable for the care that they offer. If employers, particularly if large employers, use quality as a criterion for selecting health plans, it could create more competition between plans and further drive quality improvement efforts.
The 2010 Employer Health Benefits Survey found that workers on average are paying $4,000 toward family health coverage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.